Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Joel Rolfe of Star Home Place. Welcome and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Star Home Place, for folks that don't know, is sort of a creative center in Northeast Louisiana that is available for folks to get their hands dirty in all sorts of different projects, right?
Right. One of our primary needs, of course, money is always nice. We always could use a donation. But what's really important is that we need volunteers with various skills and interests to populate our 19 buildings and use the tools and equipment that we have that are not being used so that they can share their skills with other people.
You know, some of the skills you have are from a, you want to say almost from a bygone era, but some of the skills are also modern skills that, you know, unfortunately, people sometimes don't get their hands dirty, and you don't have an opportunity to go out and be a blacksmith or, you know, shoe a horse or something like that. You're giving folks the opportunity to kind of go out and learn from people and sort of pass some of these traditions down and get your hands dirty, right?
Right. We may go into it a little more later, but part of what we're trying to do is build the creative economy. And the creative economy definition of creativity is very broad. There is a TED Talk that I did here in Monroe on YouTube, and it's Joe Rolfe Building the Creative Economy. And it gives a thorough explanation of the thinking behind Star Home Place. But we have, for instance, we have a letterpress print shop with everything that it takes to print things and distribute them. It has a Kingsley machine in it for imprinting napkins or pencils or whatever you want to imprint. We have a loom room with a Leclerc floor loom that nobody's weaving on these days. We have all the equipment for tying flies and 125 books on how to do it.
So if you think you might want to go trout fishing, you might be a great stop to stop before you go.
Right. And we're looking for people that either know how to do these things or want to know how to do these things. We've also got a machine shop with three lathes of various sizes and a milling machine and the tools that go with them that can be used. We have a quilting room that's got an antique quilt frame tied in the top of it, and we'd love to have some ladies come and quilt on our community days. We have a sheet metal shop with brakes and shears and sheet metal tools and stakes and anvils that go with that. And I'm probably forgetting a couple of other things. Well, we have Femo clay for people that want to do pyroclastic clays. And I think we still have some precious metal clay for making jewelry.
Well, that sounds like that could be kind of fun to learn how to do.
Right. There are a lot of things that are fun to learn how to do. And we have watercolors and acrylics and canvas supplies and a music room and all of that sort of thing. And we'd love for people to just come out and get to know other creative people. We have a creative community. It's just not as quite as many people or as diverse a crowd as we need.
Well, you know, as folks, I guess you get on the YouTube and you think you can watch a YouTube video sometimes and learn, and sometimes you can, but other times you need maybe an expert there to guide you, like the upcoming blacksmithing class.
Right. We have a class coming up this weekend, the afternoon of Friday the 14th, and then all day Saturday the 15th. And most of Sunday the 16th. And our teacher is a gentleman that comes from Jackson, who's been on Forged in Fire, and he's a wonderful teacher. We only have one spot available for that class left. And then the following weekend, we have a beginning welding class, and there's one spot left for that class.
Now, is there a cost for those two classes?
Right. The blacksmithing class is $150, and the beginning welding class is $65. And if you want to sign up, you can call me at my number, which is 758-1758, and I can fill you in on other details that you might like to know.
Is that the kind of class where you need to have stuff, or do you have the stuff there to get you started?
We have most of the stuff. there are a few things you have to do to make sure that you're safe. But we have, you know, the safety goggles and the welding helmets. And one of the main things is to make sure that your jeans cover the top of your boots. You don't want pieces of hot metal going between your boot and your body.
No, that doesn't sound like that would be fun at all.
You smell burning plastic, and then you smell burning flesh.
That doesn't sound like fun, but, you know, I've always wanted to know how to weld, so that may be a good one for me to check out.
Well, that's a good one. We have an excellent welder who's going to teach it. We're just going to have 5 students in that class this time and see how it goes.
So if you're into lathes or woodworking, the milling, you've got all of that out there. Printing, fly tying, a loom room, quilting room, making jewelry, a sheet metal shop to go out there and bang on stuff. And
a grist mill for grinding corn when the time comes.
Wow. I don't have any corn, but
we are in the middle of a corn field.
But you're about to. But you're about to. Let's see. You also have coming up what are called community days. What's a community day at Star Home Place?
Well, basically, it's the second Saturday of the month, and that's the day that we invite people to come and do all of that stuff for the public to watch. Well, one thing I forgot to mention is that we have a small collection of antique engines, and we'll be running those on community days. And we need we have one volunteer working on it, but he needs a little help.
All right, so that's Joe Rawl from Star Home Place. Joe, tell folks where you're located and how to find out more about Star Home Place.
Our website is starhomeplace.org, and star is spelled with 2 R's. And Star Home Place is 2 miles north of Oak Ridge on the highway to Marouge, which is both 425 and 133.
At Star Home Place in Oak Ridge. Don't get that confused with Oak Grove. That's a completely different place. And Star Home Place, just 20, 30 minutes from Monroe, and you'll be there.
Right. It's not nearly as far as Oak Grove.
This is Laniapo 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about Star Home Place and our other Laniaps, visit our website today at KEDM.org.